Sure, you see news everywhere. But if you want to know if it's true, 1010 Wins is who you trust. All news, all the time. Now at 92.3 FM.
Monday fun day, baby. I'm ready to go. It's been a week since I've done one of these. A 5 hour KM to AM on the fan. Call me up. There's plenty to talk about. There's plenty to go over. I mean, last week I wish I had a 5 hour show on Wednesday or Thursday or Friday. Whether you think today is the first day of spring or the last day of winter, whatever. In 10 days, we're back in Yankee Stadium. Opening day is next week. I repeat, in 10 days, I will see you in the X. We're going to start playing baseball for real. Dress it up and make it real for me. Balling like the March Madness. I'm definitely not balling after this weekend. I absolutely took a bath with my bets. Don't chase your losses like me. Last night broke me. TCU, I'm done. I quit. But it's a small price to pay for 4 straight days of college hoops and legal sports betting on your couch. I remember times where it wasn't this easy to put this many bets in. And it reminded me of when I was younger, making mistakes gambling illegally, that March Madness comes with March Sadness. There's a couple bets, I'll go over them later, that just broke me. I'm done, I deleted the app. But I'm still watching the games, I'm from Jersey. And if you're from New Jersey, tournament time makes the Garden State proud. You know, the tournament itself always lives up to the hype, right? There's always upsets, but especially from these gritty kids from New Jersey. Purdue hates New Jersey. Fairleigh Dickinson, that's the only bet I won. When I came in, I think Thursday night, the first night of the tournament, I just put 5 on Fairleigh Dickinson to win and 5 on them to win by 1-10. I think I ended up cashing like 230. That was really my only win of the weekend. And man, those kids did it. And if you know that story, they're not supposed to be there. They weren't even supposed to be there. Whatever. They made the most of it. And that is the greatest upset in the history of the tournament. Not too bad for the Tigers, the kids from Princeton. I was listening to Craig Carton talk about the Ivy League kids and all that stuff. Whatever with all that. Princeton is in New Jersey. And those kids won 2 games. They're in the Sweet 16. We'll talk about it. I mean, there was a lot of good games. And I don't know if you listened to me before the tournament started. I said to look at who's coaching these teams. Coaching matters. Some familiar coaches back in the same spots. And now, a very familiar coach with March Madness in the Final Four, Rick Pitino. He's going to coach St. John's for 6 years. He's 70. I mean, I thought by, time tonight it might be done. They announced that earlier today. Signed, sealed, delivered for the most part. At 70 years old, a 6-year deal, all I think about with St. John's is like, that's great to get the name, but over the next 5 to 6 years, they have to do more. They have to change the campus. They have to change everything for these players, right? With NIL, name, image, likeness, and the transfer portal, of course, Ricky Pitino is going to be able to get some talent and some players there, but they got to be able to compete with Syracuse. They got to be able to compete with Villanova and some of these other schools that just have top flight amenities and things for these kids. It's a huge competition, but congrats to St. John's fans listening. You've got your guy. Other than that, I'm trying to get MLB Network on in here. Axe said it was channel 31. Paulie said it was channel 37. Okay, it's on FS1 tonight. So, I mean, I'll never learn the channels in here, honestly. But you should be watching the World Baseball Classic. This thing built up, right? And I know it's not the United States tonight. It's Japan versus Mexico, but there's a ton of Major League players competing at the highest level. And when I say the World Baseball Classic built up, there's no such publicity as bad publicity, right? If it bleeds, it leads. These injuries help people talk about it. So obviously the Edwin Diaz thing happened Wednesday night. I was completely off. So I laid in bed and watched that game. And they changed the channel to the United States game, but then I checked Twitter. And I'm telling you, I was like, no way is this real life. This guy looked like he didn't even care about closing that game. He didn't want to celebrate. Next thing you know, he's on the ground. They're calling over for the trainer. His brother's crying. They try to pick him up. He tries to walk on his own. He can't go. I'm like, oh, this is terrible. This is terrible. And then I checked Twitter, and Twitter was worse. It got super toxic. I stood down. The next day, I tried to jump on the Elon Musk machine, and you know, you couldn't say anything about it. People were so upset about it. And no matter how you feel about it, what I will say again is there's no such publicity as bad publicity. It drew more attention to it. People talking about it helped draw more eyes to it. On the first day of March Madness, people were talking about baseball. They wouldn't have been talking about Port St. Lucie or anything going on in Arizona. They were talking about the World Baseball Classic. Emphasis on the world. I think Americans kind of did a terrible job of talking about this tournament. And when you see the rest of the world and how they respond to it, when you see countries like Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, which that game versus those two teams was an all-star game. And that was the first game that I really watched from start to finish. And now I've been locked in on the World Baseball Classic, and I got my eyes on it tonight. We'll talk more about that. I mean, Diaz goes down Wednesday, and then obviously you know what Brandon Nimmo had to say about him not being in the tournament, which is whatever. He wasn't going to start over Mike Trout in center field, but he said he got hurt in the last one, and he was focused on the Mets for this one. And then he even spoke after. He had like a little smirk, and obviously he's not smiling. Nobody's happy about an injury. It's bad for everyone. But it was like, oh no, did karma hit Brandon Nimmo when he slides in the second? I see that on Friday, and I'm like, no way. He ended up being all right. I think he's going to be able to go on opening day. But Altuve got hurt. He's not going to be ready to go. He wore a pitch. He's got to get surgery on his thumb. So Astros fans are hurt about that whole situation. Arenado took a pitch to his hand last night. What I'll say about it is these guys understand that this comes with the risk of getting hurt. It's competition at the highest level. They step out there on the field knowing that they could get hit by a pitch, knowing that they could sprain an ankle, they could tear an MCL, whatever. They've accepted that risk. And all we've gotten is quotes from these guys about what it's like playing in the World Baseball Classic. Right now I'm watching Randy Arozarena. He's leading off for Mexico. He made a ridiculous catch in the Puerto Rico, or in the game, not Puerto Rico. The game, I can't remember who Mexico was playing now, two games before this. He said that was better than the home run I hit in the World Series. That catch was the best. And then you got all these other players doubling down on what it meant to them. Trey Turner is now being called Captain America for his Grand Slam. He said, I think individually, that's probably the biggest hit I've had in his life. This guy's won the World Series. And on and on and on. But other than that, folks, Knicks are on tonight. They will not have Ant-Man Anthony Edwards on the other side for the Timberwolves. Knicks are like 10-point favorites. They should roll them tonight in the Garden. And we're not going to talk too much puck, but the Rangers are rolling. And the Devils finally get one from the Lightning. It felt like we were playing the Lightning every single day, but the Devils end their three-game losing streak and dominate the Lightning last night. Jesper Bratrick turning heads. And hockey fans, we'll definitely talk puck tomorrow or the rest of the week, but maybe not tonight. If you want, call up. I just try to mix in a little bit of hockey talk. What else did I have? March Madness, Fairleigh Dickinson, and Rick Pitino, Princeton, World Baseball Classic. I think those are the main talking points. We do not have to talk about the quarterback that's supposed to be coming from Green Bay to New York. Finally, this is a week where you don't even have to speak of that man's name. That's another reason why I wanted to get on last week. I'm like, okay, we get the answer from this guy on Pat McAfee. And I didn't really even touch the mic. I didn't really have much of a show. But other than that, Roy White, Yankees legend, two-time World Series winner, will join me at 8. We're going to talk a little Yankees baseball tonight for sure. The topic of Anthony Volpe and Aaron Hicks and Jason Dominguez and Josh Donaldson and what these Yankees are going to look like on opening day. We can talk all around it. I'll tell you straight up, Anthony Volpe deserves to make this roster, but I don't believe he makes this roster. What I believe is when this team struggles, he will be that spark. He will be the first young man called up to give them an extra push. right? All of a sudden, it gets warm out here, and the Yankees lose a couple series, and you press the Volpe button, and it's Volpe Day, and the Anthony Volpe era starts in the Bronx. I'm all here for it. I don't think that they're going to start the clock on him. I think they're going to see what he does at AAA. They obviously saw what he did in spring, and I know they painted it like, hey, this is a competition, but ultimately they're not going to start the clock on that young man. Knicks and Nets, I haven't mentioned the Nets. Unfortunately, man, the Nets are going the wrong way, and it's tough right now. There's not that many games left, and when you look at the Knicks' schedule, the Knicks should be good the rest of the way. The Nets might be in a little bit of trouble. They lost yesterday to the Nuggets, which for me as a Nets fan, I knew that the Nuggets were not going to lose that game after the Nets were able to steal a game in Denver. And that's the thing about the Nets. They stole a overtime game against the Timberwolves right before that. They stole that game in Denver. And ever since then, they've kind of gone back downhill. They've lost the last three games in a row. And this is a team that is only one game up from being in the play-in. They're going to have to fight the rest of the way. We'll see what happens, Nets fans. Obviously, you knew this season was cooked as soon as we got to the trade deadline, but we'll take what we can get, right? We'll see what these guys can do and what they can put together. The bar isn't set that high from last year. If they escape the play-in, they've done better than KD and Kyrie's final full season as Brooklyn Nets. They win one playoff game, and they've done better than KD, Kyrie being swept by the Celtics last year. So plenty to talk about. Plenty to go around, and I will mix in little stories, little thoughts, and little takes here and there. Some from last week, some from today. I feel like I haven't been on in a while, so looking forward to talking to you. 877-337-6666. Keith McPherson on the Fan right back after this.